今天晚上我们要查考一个题目，叫做嫉妒。Tonight we shall study a topic which is jealousy. 啊，上个礼拜我们查考忍耐。Last week we study one of the virtue, patience.
啊，因为爱就是恒久的忍耐。
Because love is long patience.
啊，那么哥林多前书十三章谈到爱，第二句就是啊，爱是不嫉妒。
In the book of Corinthians.In chapter 13, talk about love. Love is not to be jealous.
啊，一个有爱的人啊，他就是不会嫉妒别人的人。
Person full with love will not jealous of others.
啊，但是一个人如果会嫉妒别人啊，他还是一个没有爱的人。
But if one person can still jealous of others, he has not been filled by love.
啊，到底嫉妒是什么
？What exactly is jealousy?
啊，就是对别人的成就。或者对别人的恩赐，或对别人的长处，啊，或对别人的美德，啊，我们心里觉得不舒服，啊，这个就是一种嫉妒。
It's a mixed emotion that which we don't feel comfortable about our accomplishment or well doings or if he can do better than us.
如果一个人有爱
，if we are with love，
他看到一个人有成就。
When he sees someone accomplish something,
看到一个人有恩赐
，if he has gifts,
他看到一个人有美德
，if the people has virtues,
他会觉得很高兴
，he will be pleased.
好像父母在看孩子
，it's like parents seeing their children.
哇，这些长处都会让他高兴
，all these good virtues will please parents.
好像老师在看学生
，like teacher is looking at their students.
他永远不怕学生强过他
，they will never be afraid that.One day, students will surpass them.
因为他有爱
Because they are full with love.
所以我们需要追求就是要把嫉妒从我们心里除掉
So we must pursue to remove the jealousy from our heart.
其实嫉妒不是现在这个世代才有的
Jealousy is not one of the products of this generation.
从创世纪开始一直到现在就有嫉妒
From the creation of the world, from the very beginning, until now, it has been there.
那么圣经的历史跟我们本身的体验可以发现嫉妒使很多的不幸发生
the examples in the Bible and our own experience help us to understand that the jealousy caused a lot of misfortune
这个是我们内心里面最无形的敌人
It is one of the intangible enemies in our heart
没有人知道但是我们自己知道
No one knows but we know
这也是我们本身最需要努力去克服的
At least one of the things that we must strive to overcome ourselves.
先看马可福音第七章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 7.
马可福音第七章。
Mark chapter 7.
十八节。
Verse 18.
马可福音第七章十八节。
Mark chapter 7, verse 18.
一直到二十三节。
23,
第七章十八节
Chapter 7, verse 18、
啊、耶稣对他们说你们也是这样不明白吗岂不晓得凡从外面进入的不能够污秽人、啊、因为不是入他的心乃是入他的肚腹又落到茅厕里、啊、说这是各样的食物都是洁净的二十节
verse 20,
又说人从里面出来的才能够污秽人二十一节
21,
因为从里面的就是从人心里发出来的恶念苟合二十二节
22,
偷盗凶杀奸淫贪婪邪恶诡诈淫荡嫉妒毁谤骄傲狂赌二十三节
22,
这一切的恶都是从里面出来且能够污秽人啊、有一次主耶稣、跟他的门徒一起吃饭
Once Jesus having dinner with his disciples、
啊、他的门徒没有洗手就吃饭
And without washing hands their disciples rushed to dinner to meal、
啊、根据他们旧约的礼仪、啊、洗手要吃饭
According to the law of Moses they have to wash hands before they use the meal
那么他门徒没有洗手就吃饭他们就来问耶稣
And then they, without washing hands, so they came to ask Jesus.
说为什么不照古人的遗传，先洗手再吃饭
？Why don't you follow the laws of our own laws and wash hands before meals?
啊，主耶稣一直觉得这些法利赛人太过于外表的形式。
Jesus thought that these Pharisees emphasized too much on outside appearance，
而忽略了里面的这种内在的洁净。
And they have neglect the inner purity of our heart。
啊，所以主耶稣才借着这些机会告诉他们。
So through this example, Jesus telling，
他说从外面进来的
things that come outside
不能够污秽的
cannot defile us。
啊，因为这是暂时存在你肚子。
For you only stay temporary in our stomach，
过来又会出来。
And later on, it will pass on。
啊，但是从里面出来的
，but for from within，
这才可怕。
This is why things become terrible。
好，这个就从人里面的恶。
That's the evil comes out from our heart。
所以人里面如果有恶
，if we have evil，
借着他的言语表现出来
，and we manifest through our speech，
让听见的人得不到益处
，and those who listen will not be edified。
污秽那些听见人的心灵
，and will wicked those who heard。
啊，这个就才是可怕。
And this is terrible。
啊，耶稣所讲这个恶里面有一个就是嫉妒。
And of all those wickedness Jesus mentioned, one of them are jealousy。
啊，所以嫉妒是我们里面的恶的一种。
So jealousy is one of the wickedness in our heart。
我们灵修就是要做到里面没有恶。
And our the purpose of our spiritual cultivation is to remove all the wickedness in our heart。
因为一生的果效是从心出来的。
For the effect of our heart, the effect of our life comes from our heart.
如果我们里面没有恶，我们的生活就会做到没有恶，没有罪。
Without wickedness in our heart, our life will naturally be filled with all the good things.
那其中一个就是要把嫉妒完全从我们的心中拿掉。
One of them is to remove fully, jealousy from our heart.
那保罗在加拉太书里面也谈到嫉妒。
Paul also talked about jealousy in his episode in Galatians.
啊，嫉妒就是情欲里面的一种。
And jealousy is one of our
情欲 passion.
One of our passions.
啊，这肉体的情欲。
One of our fleshly passion.
请看加拉太书第五章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
在266页17节
Galatians chapter 5 verse 17，
因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意的。19节
verse 19，
情欲的事就是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡。20节
20，
拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、嫉恨、恼怒、结党纷争、异端。21节
21.
嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴。从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能够承受神的果。24节
24.
凡属基督的人已经把肉体前肉体的私情邪欲同钉在十字架上。这个地方保罗在这里说
here, Paul talk about,
他说情欲的事情有几种。
There are few obvious passions of our human.
好，我们常常一听到情欲，第一个反应就是觉得说，情欲就是指着淫乱。
The first reaction we have when people mention about passion is that we thought about lust.
但是保罗觉得说，情欲有很多。
But Paul thought that there are many kinds of passions.
其中有一个就是嫉妒。
One of them are jealousy.
好，一个人如果活在情欲里面。
If one lives within his own passions,
他就不是一个属灵的人。
He is not a spiritual person.
他就是一个属肉的人。
He is a physical person.
因为情欲是从肉体出来的。
For passion comes from our flesh.
那嫉妒就是情欲里面的一个。
And jealousy is one of our passions.
啊，所以一个人如果内心里有嫉妒
，So if one's heart is with jealousy,
这个人还不是属灵的人。
He is still not a spiritual person.
他还是属肉的人。
He is still a fleshly person.
因为这个嫉妒是从肉体出来的。
Well, the jealousy comes from our flesh.
哥林多前书第三章里面保罗说
，In First Corinthians chapter 3, Paul stated,
这个哥林多教会里面有嫉妒纷争。
They are jealous and denomination opposing against another in Church of Corinthians.
啊，所以保罗觉得说，哥林多教会的信徒还是不属灵。
So Paul thought to himself that the Church of Corinth is still not spiritual.
哥林多教会的信徒还是小孩子。
The believers in Church of Corinth are still like children.
还是属肉体的。
They are still fleshly.
因为他们里面有嫉妒。
But because within them there is jealousy.
所以从圣经看起来，嫉妒是不好的。
So from Bible point, we know that the jealousy is not good.
那么嫉妒对我们人的影响是什么？
But what kind of effect does jealousy has toward all human beings?
我嫉妒不但是对我们不好。
Jealousy is not only good, bad for us.
也对我们跟别人的关系会不好。
He also causes the bad relationship with others.
也会使我们跟神的关系不好。
He also makes worsen our relationship with God.
哦，所以一个人如果有嫉妒
，So if there's a jealousy exists in our heart,
灵性不容易进步。
The spiritual cannot advance.
哦，先看箴言十四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言十四章。
Proverbs chapter 14.
三十节
Proverbs 14 verse 30
箴言十四章三十节
Proverbs 14 verse 30
心中安静是肉体的生命嫉妒是骨中的朽烂这个地方说心里如果平静平安这个肉体就有生命
Here say that if we have a tranquil mind there shall be life in our flesh
有很多人在受大的患难中心里很平静。
When some of them encounter tribulations, their heart is tranquil.
他们就得到力量，能够胜过患难。
And they regain their strength and overcome the tribulation.
所以心中的平静平安很重要。
So the tranquility of our heart is very important.
那下面一句说嫉妒是骨中骨头朽烂。
The later verse mentioned that the passion makes the bones rot.
而一个人如果有了嫉妒，内心不容易平静。
If one has jealousy in his heart, he is not easy to gain tranquility in his mind.
因为他的心里面对别人的成就会常常觉得不舒服的感觉。
Because he often feels discomfort of someone's accomplishment.
心里平静不下来。
He cannot have tranquility in his mind.
圣经里面记载一个例子。
There's an example recorded in book of, in Bible.
就是扫罗。
Which is Saul.
扫罗本来是神所高立的第一个王
Saul was the first king anointed by God
神本来就是要用他
And God originally was going to use him
但是后来他没有遵守神的命令
But later on he did not obey the commandment of God
所以神就比较少跟他同在
And God failed to abide with him
后来神兴起了一个大卫
Now later on God raised David
这个扫罗对于大卫的能力大卫比他强觉得很不舒服。
Saul doesn't feel good about the ability of David.
好，我们来看撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel
八章
，verse eight, chapter 18。
撒母耳记上十八章
，First Samuel chapter 18。
第五节。
First Samuel chapter 18 verse 5.
扫罗无论差遣大卫往何处，他都做事精明。扫罗就立他做战士长，众百姓和扫罗的臣仆无不喜悦。第六节。
Verse 6.
大卫打死那非利士人，同众人回来的时候，妇女们从各城出来，欢欢喜喜打鼓，即庆歌唱跳舞，迎接扫罗王。第七节。
Verse 7.
众妇女舞道唱和说。扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。第八节
，verse 8，
扫罗甚发怒，不喜悦这话，就说将万万归给大卫，千千只归给我，只剩下王位没有给他。第九节
，verse 9，
从此这日，扫罗就怒视大卫。这里说神跟大卫同在
，here mentioned that God is with David，
所以他做事都很精明。
So everything he did it with prosperity。
有一次他们跟非利士人打战
One time they fight with Philistines
结果大卫战胜
And David triumphed
他们回来的时候
When they get back
有一群妇女就在歌唱
They are women sing to them
说这个扫罗杀死千千大卫杀死万万
You mentioned that Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000
所以这个扫罗听了很不舒服
And Saul was very angry upon hearing this
这个很不舒服是什么
？What does it mean by very angry？
就是嫉妒
，because he is jealous。
听起来满心是嫉妒的火。
After heard of this, he is filled with jealousy in his heart。
为什么他可以强过我
？How can he be stronger than I am？
那么这种嫉妒就是在他的骨头中，他的心里面开始就腐烂出来了。
And this kind of jealousy starts rotting his bone。
所以从这一天开始
From this very day,
扫罗就想要杀大卫。
Saul has the mind to kill David.
所以我们想这个嫉妒啊，影响人跟人之间的关系，确实是非常的大。
So we find here we can see that the jealousy does affect our relationship with a man.
扫罗想杀大卫就是从嫉妒出来的。
And the reason that Saul wants to kill David is because the heart of jealousy.
所以这个嫉妒会使人失去平静的心。
So the jealousy does make people lose our tranquility in our heart.
好，那么嫉妒也会生出了扰乱跟纷争。
And jealousy also generates disorder.
请看雅各书第三章。
Let's turn to James.Chapter 3.
雅各书第三章
James chapter 3.
十四节开始
Verse 14.
雅各书第三章十四节
James chapter 3 verse 14.
你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可以自夸，也不可以说谎话抵挡真道。十五节
Verse 15.
这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的，属情欲的，属鬼魔的。十六节
Verse 16.
在何处有嫉妒纷争，在何处就有扰乱和各样的坏事。这个地方雅各他很有属灵的智慧，他这样说。
Here James fall with spiritual wisdom, and he said this.
他说人如果心里有了嫉妒
，If one has bitter jealousy in his heart,
那这不是从上头来，不是从神来的。
At least does not come from above,
是从地来的，是从情欲来的。
But it's earthly and spiritual.
然后这种的恶是从魔鬼来的。
And this kind of a jealousy, passion comes from devil.
那么十六节，这个雅各就具体讲嫉妒会带来什么样的恶的后果。
Here mentioned in verse 16 that what kind of result will this kind of passion bring about?
带来扰乱跟纷争。
And he will bring disorder and evil vile practice.
我们现在从圣经来查考几个例子。
Let's study a few examples in Bible.
到底一个人的嫉妒会产生什么样的扰乱？
What kind of disorder and vile practice will our jealousy generate?
我第一个来看以撒。
First, let's look at Isaac.
请看创世纪二十六章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 26.
创世纪二十六章。
Genesis chapter 26.
十二节。
Verse 12.
创世纪二十六章十二节。
Genesis chapter 26 verse 12.
以撒在那一个地耕种，那一年有百倍的收成，耶和华赐福给他。十三节。
13.
他就昌大，日增月盛，成了大富户。十四节。
Verse 14.
他有牛群、羊群，又有许多的非利士人，就嫉妒他。十五节。
15.
当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世的日子，他的父亲仆人所挖的井，非利士人全都塞住，填满了土。这个地方说这个以撒因为对神有信心，所以他没有搬到这个南地去。
Here mentioned that because the faith of Isaac toward God, he did not move down south.
结果神在那一年祝福他收成有一百倍。
As a result, God blessed him and he reaped in the same year 100-fold.
不是十倍。
Not only 10-fold.
不是五十倍。
Not 50-fold.
是一百倍。
But 100-fold.
所以一个人如果有决心顺从神，
So if one has determination to submit to God,
神给人的祝福常是丰丰富，超过我们想象之外。
And the blessing that God bestows upon us is beyond our description, beyond our imagination.
那因为这个以撒开始，这个经济上、物质上开始丰富起来。
So when the Isaac become wealthy,
那这个非利士人跟他住很久。
The Philistine has been living with him for some time.
那看到以撒开始兴盛起来。
And when they saw that Isaac become wealthy,
他们就嫉妒。
They become jealous.
那嫉妒就产生行动。
Jealousy then followed with action.
他们就把以撒所有的井都塞住了。
And they filled with all wells with stones.
不给以撒的这个牛羊有水吃。
And that way that all the flocks of Isaac will not get water.
但是神如果开始要祝福你，是没有人能够阻挡神祝福你的。
But no one can stop the blessing of God if God decides to give you blessings.
所以这个非利士人即使要阻挡神对以撒的祝福，没有办法阻挡。
But even Philistine has this mind, they cannot stop God from giving blessings to Isaac.
所以这个以撒一直退让。
So Isaac back up.
抓了最后挖到一个活的水井。
And back up, then finally he dig a living well.
所以这是第一个圣经找到了嫉妒，就是非利士人对以撒的嫉妒。
This is one of the example. first example we should study in the Bible, the jealousy of Philistine toward Isaac.
就是对于他生活条件的优越产生嫉妒。
Because the wealthy living that Isaac has, Philistine was jealous about him.
那创世纪三十章里面再描写一个。
In Genesis chapter 30, he also describes an example.
请看创世纪三十章。
Genesis chapter 30.
创世纪三十章
Genesis chapter 30
第一节
Verse 1
拉结看见自己不给雅各生孩子就嫉妒他姐姐对雅各说你不给我孩子我不然就死了第二节
Verse 2
雅各向拉结生气说叫你不生育的是神我岂能代替他做主呢第三节
Verse 3
拉结说我有子女谢拉在这里你可以与他同房使他生子在我的妻下我便因为他得孩子。第四节拉姐就把他的使女谢拉给丈夫为妾雅各便与他同房谢拉就怀孕给雅各生一个儿子。这个地方讲拉姐嫉妒他的姐姐。
Here talk about that Rachel was jealousy of her sister.
所以他就从他的这个另外一个妾里面就生出了一个孩子。
So through another maidservant, Jacob has another child.
后来这两个出来的种族就没有办法融洽的住在一起。
So the two descendants, mothers cannot reconcile with each other.
那么圣经还讲到另外一个嫉妒。
There's another kind of jealousy mentioned in Bible.
请看《使徒行传》第七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
第九节。
Acts chapter 7 verse 9.
先祖嫉妒约瑟，把他卖到埃及去，神却与他同在。第十节。
Verse 10.
救他脱离一切的苦难。又使他在埃及王法老的面前得恩典有智慧法老就派他做埃及国的宰相监管全家十一节
11.
后来埃及和迦南全地遭遇大饥荒受大艰难我们的祖宗就绝了粮这个地方讲说雅各不约瑟约瑟的这兄弟嫉妒约瑟
Here mentioned JosephWhom his own brothers is jealousy of him.
那为什么这个约瑟的兄弟会嫉妒约瑟
Why is his own brothers is jealous of Joseph?
父母不会嫉妒孩子。
Now we don't let parents does not get jealous of their own children.
但是兄弟有时候会相嫉妒。
But sometimes our own brothers or sister does get jealous.
因为这个约瑟的父母对约瑟特别疼爱。
Because parents of Joseph do love Joseph the most.
所以在众兄弟当中，约瑟好像一根钉子。
So among the brothers, Joseph is like a nail.
如果他能把约瑟除掉
，if they can remove Joseph,
他们就可以得到父亲的爱。
They will receive the more love from their father.
所以他们心里产生了嫉妒。
So in their heart came the jealous,
就产生了行动。
And then come with action,
就产生了恶出来。
And the evil came out.
所以他们就决定要把约瑟出卖。
So they decided to sell Joseph.
本来是要把他杀掉的。
They were originally intend to kill him.
但是后来他们商量说这个亲骨肉不能杀掉，把它卖掉好。
But later on they dealt and they thought that their own flesh they cannot kill, so it's better to sell him away.
但是约瑟是一个正直的人。
But Joseph is a righteous man.
别人对他的嫉妒并不会减少神对他的祝。
The jealousy come from us cannot reduce the blessings bestowed upon him by God.
所以我们要了解，当我们对别人的强处嫉妒的时候，我们并不能得到神的祝。
So we must realize when we are become jealousy of others, we will not receive blessings from God.
但是我们对别人嫉妒，别人并不会减少神对他的祝。
And while we are jealousy of others, God will not decrease His blessing toward this person.
所以约瑟在埃及地里面也得到神的看顾，神的恩典。
So Joseph not only was sold to Egypt, he also received a favor in the sight of God in Egypt.
虽然众兄弟嫉妒他，但是他一直升到最后升成宰相。
Although all his brothers jealous of him, but he later on became the prime minister of Egypt.
爱就是不嫉妒。
Love is no jealous.
这些众兄弟嫉妒他就是缺乏爱。
All his brothers jealous of him because they have no love.
这是经文的另外一个例子。
It's another example recorded in the Bible.
因为嫉妒使这个兄弟合不起来。
Because of jealousy, there is no peace among brothers.
他们要把这个约瑟把他拿走。
They want to remove Joseph, put him away.
那圣经还谈到因为别人的名声而嫉妒的。
Bible also talk about that the jealousy was caused by someone's
请看诗篇一百零六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 106.
诗篇一百零六篇。
Psalm 106.
诗篇一百零六篇十六节。
Psalm 106 verse 16.
他们又在营中嫉妒摩西和耶和华的圣者亚伦。十七节。
17.
地裂开，吞下大丹，掩盖亚比兰一党的人。十八节
，verse 18，
有火在他们党中发起，有火焰烧毁了恶人。这个地方讲以色列民出埃及的一段经验。
Here talk describe recall that one of the experience that Israel people had。
摩西被神立作领导者
，when Moses was anointed as the leader of the Israel people，
他本身并不愿意这样做。
He has no intention to be the leader of Israel people。
但是神要他这样做。
But God wanted him to。
所以。摩西在这个以色列的一些人的当中，看起来很不舒服。
So among some of the Israel people, they don't regard Moses greatly.
这个看得不舒服的人，也包括摩西的姐姐米利暗。
Among those people, also include the sister of Moses.
他看到神一直跟摩西同在。
And when she saw that God is with Moses,
他心里就嫉妒。
She was jealous of.
他没有反省自己为什么神不跟我同在。
She did not examine why God is not with him.
他只看到神跟摩西同在，他就嫉妒。
But only she saw that God is with Moses, and she became jealous.
所以神刑罚他。
So God punished her.
这个米利暗的手一伸出来，全部都是整个手都长大麻风。
So once Miriam put his hand out, and she got leprosy all over her body.
后来摩西帮他祈祷。
And later on, Moses prayed for her.
过了七天，她就好起来。
And after 7 days, she was completely healed.
但是这不是最严重。
But this is not a serious matter.
最严重的就是可拉党。
The most serious is the gathering of Dathan.
他们嫉妒摩西。
They are jealous of Moses.
那个时候，摩西是比众人都还谦卑。
That time, Moses was humble than any people in the world.
他是一个相当谦卑的人。
He was a very humble person.
但是可拉党就攻击摩西。
But the company of Abiram, they attacked Moses.
也就是说摩西想要做头。
They say that Moses want to be the head.
这个就是从嫉妒的心出来的。
This was came out from the heart of jealousy.
后来神把这个地裂开来。
So later on, God make the earth open.
所以可拉党都被地火埋。
And swallow all the company of Abiram.
这个历史的经验告诉我们。
This historical experience told us.
我们在这个教会里面。
In the church.
其实这个领导者就是仆人。
The leader of the church is our servant.
领导者本身不是一个荣耀。
Leader is not a glory to him.
那领导是一种责任。
To lead, to guide is a responsibility.
所以耶稣说，我来世界不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人。
That's why Jesus said, like, I came here not to be served, but serve others.
所以这个教会里面的领导者
So those leaders in the church,
他就是神所拣选的。
They were chosen by God.
是神所用的人。
They will be used by God.
所以我们需要大家在同心合意来做圣工。
So it is required that all the people work in one heart, one mind.
那么这个嫉妒会使人跟人没有办法同工。
And that this jealousy will cause no harmony among workers.
我们中国有句话说，文人相亲呢，相亲自古而来。
There's a saying in Chinese that the scholars will become will have peace among themselves.
这个为什么会相亲？
Why they will have peace among them?
就是嫉妒。因为嫉妒，所以会相亲，互相看清。
Because of the jealousy, they despise themselves.
Each other.
They despise each other.
所以我们在这个教会里面呢，最怕就是有这个嫉妒的心影响彼此的同工。
So the thing we are afraid of is that the jealousy which caused the disharmony among the workers.
在这个哥罗 哥林多教会就是产生这个情形。
This is what happened in the church of Corinth.
好，因为嫉妒，所以是教会里面的分裂。
Because of jealousy, the church was divided.
是教会的基督的身体分成好几派。
Because of jealousy, the body of Jesus has divided to several parts.
我们真耶稣教会的目标就是合一。
The purpose of the Jesus Church is to become one.
啊，这个合一很重要，就是要把嫉妒从内心拿掉。
It is very important to, in order to become oneness, first we must remove jealousy from our heart.
不然的话，这个团体咱绝对没有办法合一。
Unless that our, the whole spiritual, gathering, the whole cannot be, gathered together.
我们先来看马太福音二十七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 27.
马太福音二十七章。
Matthew chapter 27.Verse 16.
当时有一个出名的囚犯叫做巴拉巴。十七节。
Verse 17.
众人聚集的时候，比拉多就对他说：“你们要释放哪一个给你们呢？是巴拉巴的，是称为基督的耶稣呢？”十八节。
Verse 18.
巡抚原来知道他们是因为嫉妒才把他解来的。这个地方啊，在讲这些啊。文士法利赛人把耶稣抓来啊，逼迫他钉十字架。
Here, a passage describes that the scribes and the Pharisees persecute Jesus and capture him to the head of the government.
在表面上来说，他们有很好的理由。
Outwardly speaking, they seem to have a good reason justify of their action.
就是要防卫他们的信仰。
Because they want to defend against their faith.
因为耶稣自称是神。
Because Jesus called himself God.
哦，这个理由很正当。
And this is quite a justified reason.
但是这一节圣经就指出来，实际上的原因是什么？
But here in this verse, point out directly.
因为嫉妒。
The reason is because of jealousy.
为什么他们会嫉妒耶稣呢？
Why were they jealousy of God?
因为耶稣所做的工作比他们做还大。
Because the work Jesus has accomplished is greater than what they have done.
耶稣讲道的时候，有上万的人在听。
When Jesus preaching, there are thousands upon thousands of people listen.
耶稣会行迹神迹，会赶鬼。
And Jesus perform miracles and cast out demons.
耶稣有能力。
And Jesus full of power.
所以耶稣在当时社会引起了一阵的轰动。
So at that time, Jesus caused quite a stir.
啊，那个轰动是他们本身没有办法造成的。
That kind of stir cannot be caused by themselves.
所以他们就产生嫉妒。
So the jealousy generated from within their heart.
耶稣在他们眼中就是一根刺。
In the eyes of Lord Joseph and the Pharisees, Jesus became a nail.
他希望把耶稣除掉。
And they wish to remove Jesus.
就没有一个人能够强过他。
Then there will be no one who will be stronger than them.
那么社会上的人会再重新的尊敬他们。
And in the society, people will start pay respect to those people.
所以一个人如果有嫉妒的，到最后会产生很毒辣的手段，会将另外一个人钉十字架。
So if one has jealousy in his heart, the result is that he will have done terrible things and later on crucify others.
亚伯跟该隐也是因为嫉妒，所以把对方杀死。
For example, Abel and Cain, because of jealousy, Cain killed Abel.
啊，因为一个人献祭神悦纳，一个人又献祭神不悦纳。
Because one of the sacrifices was pleased and one of them was not pleased by God.
所以保罗在谈到爱的时候，第二点他就讲爱就是不嫉妒。
So when Paul talk about love, the second point that he mentioned is.Without jealousy.
我们先来看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
彼得前书第二章第一节。所以你们既然除去一切的恶毒、诡诈，并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，第二节
Verse 2,
就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们渐渐长大，以至于得救。这个地方是讲我们一个信徒灵性进步的一个阶段。
Here describes one of the process that our faith will advance.
第一阶段就是第一节讲的。
First stage. As recorded in verse 1,
要除掉内心的一切恶。
We must first put away all malice and guiles in our heart.
这个恶包括嫉妒。
And all this evil includes jealousy.
这个恶好像荆棘会挤住道理的进步。
Jealousy is like thorns will entangle our faith from him to advance.
所以这个雅各也讲要把这个恶除掉。
So that's why James also mentioned that we must remove the evil, the wickedness.
嫉妒是里面的一个。
And jealousy is one of the wickedness.
人的心如果有嫉妒，道理不会进步。
If there is jealousy in our heart, then we will not advance in our faith.
所以要把它除掉。
We must put it away.
过来就爱慕灵奶。
Second, we must long for the pure spiritual milk.
渐渐来吸收神的道理。
To be grown up in the spiritual milk.
那么他的属灵灵性就会进步。
Then one's spirituality might advance.
请看罗马书十三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 13.
罗马书十三章。
Romans chapter 13.
十一节。
Verse 11.
罗马书十三章十一节。
Romans chapter 13 verse 11.
再者，你们晓得，现在该趁睡醒的时候，因为我们得救，现今比初信的时候更近。十二节。
12.
黑暗已经近，白昼将近，我们就应当脱去暗昧的行为，带着光明的兵器。十三节。
13.
行事为人要端正，好像在白昼，不可醉酒荒宴，不可好色邪荡，不可增进嫉妒。这个地方讲啊，我们要做光明的人。
Here talk about that we should be a people of brightness of.Light.
那么其中就是不可增进嫉妒。
One of the prerequisites is not to have debauchery and revolting in drunkenness.
所以要克服这个方法。
So in order to overcome our weakness,
最好的方法就是要学习去欣赏别人的优点。
It's best to appreciate others' virtue.
要为别人的成就来高兴。
Happy and rejoice for others' accomplishment.
要为别人的恩赐来感谢神。
And have thankful heart because of others' accomplishment.
那我们这个人心里就会很平静。
And then we will have tranquility in our heart.
因为世界上比我们好、比我们强的人到处都是。
Because there are so many people who are stronger and better than us.
好，所以我们要学习啊，爱就是不嫉妒。
So we must learn to love.Without jealousy,
有嫉妒的人还没有爱。
Those who are with jealousy in their heart, they have not learned the true meaning of love.
一个爱的人不会有嫉妒。
A man with love will not jealous.